we're following events in Charlotte, North Carolina, after another night of protests following the police shooting of a black man. Some businesses in Charlotte today are asking their workers to stay home. The governor has declared a state of emergency and has called in the National Guard.
So we'll keep an eye on events in Charlotte. We're also following the fight against ISIS. And a report today in the Washington Post says ISIS is losing support in the largest city it controls. That would be the city of Mosul, Iraq. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has pledged to retake the city by the end of the year, which would be a huge blow to the ISIS narrative that the Islamic Caliphate is returning to the Middle East. Loveday Morris is Baghdad bureau chief for the Washington Post. Today she's in Erbil and she joins us on Skype. Loveday, you write about opposition to ISIS growing inside Mosul. What's going on?
Well, for some months now, years, in fact, there's been a growing opposition to ISIS inside Mosul. Obviously, ISIS have had a really strong grip on the city initially, and it's been very difficult for any opposition to form. But there is a growing movement inside the city. There's a group called Kataib al-Mosul who have been doing several campaigns. One of them is most recently a graffiti campaign, part of the group has been doing on buildings around Mosul. They've been spraying the letter M for Mukawama, which means resistance in Arabic.
And how is ISIS responding to that?
We've had reports from inside that there have been mass arrests of people. They're paranoid on several levels. One, they're extremely paranoid at the moment about spies, people reporting to the coalition their positions for airstrikes. So there are mass arrests in the city due to that, and also due to this campaign. Kataib Mosul have also been have claimed that they've killed, assassinated ISIS operatives inside the city. A lot of arrests. Recently, ISIS put out a video of the execution of three teenagers, young men that they accused of carrying out this graffiti campaign.
And meanwhile, the Iraqi government is trying to support this resistance. They've been dropping leaflets in Mosul saying that the zero hour is coming soon. What are we expecting?
Yeah, obviously, we've got the build up at the moment for an operation in Mosul backed by coalition airstrikes. That's something that the Iraqi government have pledged to do by the end of the year. So there's a real push on now to be in position to get that offensive started. They did a huge leaflet drop recently over Mosul, telling people to stay away from ISIS positions and that the liberation is coming through. That is something that they've done in the past as well. And they say they're in contact with these groups inside, and they say that they have people reporting information and intelligence, and that they're cooperating with these small but growing resistance movements.
How big a blow to ISIS would it be if they were to lose control of Mosul?
Mosul is definitely the capital of the caliphate in Iraq. It's very symbolic and significant to them. It's where Abu Bakr Baghdadi stood and declared the caliphate from the mosque in Mosul in his first public appearance. It's very essential to that narrative of them having a caliphate. It was after Mosul fell that it really enabled ISIS to proclaim itself as a state. So losing Mosul, and I think it's almost inevitable now that they will lose Mosul. It's really going to be a huge step on the way to ISIS losing the ability to call themselves a state.
Do they have control over other large cities in Iraq? Obviously, they don't have control over the capital, Baghdad, but do they have pockets of support even there?
In Baghdad, they definitely don't have much reach at all in Baghdad these days. The security situation in Baghdad is definitely better than it was, except, they are able to carry out bombings, devastating bombings now and then in the city. They've lost Ramadi, which was one of the other big cities they controlled. They've lost Fallujah more recently. Mosul is the last major city that they control in Iraq. They do control other towns, Hawija. There's a talk of an offensive in Hawija soon and some debate as to whether that needs to come before Mosul. But Mosul is really their last significant stronghold in Iraq.
And how big a role are U.S. forces playing in the fight against ISIS in Iraq? And how big a role might they play in the battle for Mosul?
They're playing a supportive role. Obviously, coalition airstrikes have played a huge role in all the Iraqi forces' offensives. They admit that, you know, they wouldn't have been able to retake a lot of these places without that air support. Adamant that there are no boots on the ground, but we're seeing U.S. advisors closer to the front lines. U.S. troops are moving up to Gayara now, which is south of Mosul, which is going to be a big operating logistics hub for the Mosul offensive. There is a closer collaboration, closer to the front lines with this coming Mosul offensive. And obviously, we've seen the U.S. announce more troops to be sent for it.
That's Loveday Morris, the Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post. Loveday, thank you so much.
Thank you.